This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Upper House of Parliament has been adjourned for the day in honour of former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren, who passed away this morning at the age of 81 in New Delhi today. The former Jharkhand Chief Minister was suffering from a kidney ailment and had suffered a stroke a month and a half ago. At present, Mr. Soren was a member of the Rajya Sabha. When the House met at 11 a.m, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh paid tribute to Shibu Soren. He said Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for rights and upliftment of tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबु सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया। झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही। वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने। उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया। उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद, आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है।
प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू, प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एंड अदर डिग्निटरीज हैव एक्सप्रेस्ड ग्रीफ एट द डिमाइज ऑफ द फॉर्मर चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ झारखंड शिबु सोरेन। Meanwhile, the lower house of parliament has been adjourned till tomorrow amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues, including rollback of special intensive revision in Bihar. When the lower house met at 11 a.m, Union Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandaviya said over 11 lakh aspirants got jobs in the last 16 months under Rozgar Mela. Replying to a supplementary question in the Lok Sabha, the Union Minister said, as per the report of the RBI, more than 17 crore youth have been given employment in the last decade. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., will arrive in New Delhi in a short while on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation, including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assuming office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. In a departure statement, the Philippines President described India as a valued friend. Mr. Marcos emphasized that shared democratic values, maritime interests, and regional peace form the foundation for deeper, broader, and more meaningful bilateral cooperation with India. The Supreme Court today expressed displeasure with Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi over alleged derogatory comments about the Indian Army in the context of the 2020 Galwan Valley clash with China. During the hearing, the court made oral remarks expressing disapproval of Gandhi's statements. A bench comprising Justices Deepankar Datta and A.G. Masih observed that being the Leader of the Opposition, he should raise such concerns in Parliament, not on social media. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau has called out social media accounts for spreading false claims regarding recent tariff-related developments between India and the US. These accounts are accused of attributing fabricated statements to the External Affairs Ministry and US President Donald Trump. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, including eastern parts of the country. According to IMD, Karnataka, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and South Interior Karnataka can also experience heavy rainfall today. In Himachal Pradesh, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in the districts of Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur. A yellow alert has also been issued for heavy rainfall across the state from August the 6th to the 8th. In Pakistan, over 300 people, including 140 children, have died and over 715 people injured since June the 26th due to monsoon-triggered rains and landslides. In cricket, the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy has entered a thrilling final day at the Oval, with hosts England set to resume their second innings at 339 for 6 against India. England need just 35 more runs, while India must take the remaining 4 wickets to claim victory and level the series. And with that, we end this news bulletin.